Catawampus way. He couldn't go then when he got that away.
And the difference between cattywampus and cattycorners is...
But there ain't no difference in it, only they just use that word, doesn't it?
You were cutting across the field, and instead of walking around it, you just went straight across. Would you say you went cattycorner?
Yeah, I went cattycorner across the field.
That wouldn't be cattywampus.
It'd be cattycorner across the field.
And cattybison.
Yeah.
Have you heard that?
Yeah, I heard them talking about go right bison across the field. I've heard them talking about it that way.
I see.
Yeah, in place of cattycorner, go right bison.
Just bison.
Yeah. I've heard that spoken.
And old dilapidated houses that evil spirits might live in. I say little kids are scared of.
Yeah, they say they got some old dilapidated houses, something that so-and-so lives in. And
supposed to have ghosts in them, what would you call them?
I don't know. I've heard more about ghost houses, and there ain't no such a thing as a ghost.
Do people ever say, stay away from that, that's a haunted house?
Yeah, I've heard them talking about that's a haunted house, huh?
A ghost to call.
That's an old haunted house. I heard one Twin and Kill used to be, and nobody lived in it for several years. They said that's an old haunted house, but they got living in it for the last several years.
So,
several years before that, nobody lived in it. They said it was haunted.
And when people think that things bring them bad luck, like a black cat, what do they call it?
Yeah, they call all that. A heap of them. If a black cat crossed the road ahead of you, bad luck, something other than different things. When
you say it's a jinx or a hoodoo?
That fella hoodooed me, he got an old black cat or something. He niggas is bad about that.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Some people think that some other people bring him bad luck, and you say, you better keep away from him, he's a regular.
Yeah, they say that.
He's a regular what?
I don't know, you'd take a lot of these niggas, most of them, if you were notice them, in coming in. If they were to come in this house, if they come in this door, they won't go out that door around there. They're going back out the same door they came in. It's bad luck for them to go in one door and out another.
They put a jinx on them.
Yeah.
They're
that way.
Did you ever hear anybody say he's a regular Joner?
Yeah, I've heard that. A fella come in there and beat him, he's a regular Joner.
Just somebody aggravating.
Someone aggravating all the time. He's always a byway. They thought he didn't have no business.
And a child whose mother and father aren't married?
I've heard him call him bastard.
Bastard. Yeah. And any other terms like woods colt or love child?
Well, I don't know what they call him. Mostly they say, well, that's a bastard young'un, you know.
I see.
And I don't know what they call all these niggas young'uns they got, and they ain't never been married. You got a bunch of them, some of them.
I've got a lot of terms here, but bush child, or field coat, Sunday baby, all kinds of things. But it's hard to find, you know, where they're actually used. A place where you take a dead person to be ready for burial, before you take him to the church, you take him where? To be ready.
Undertaking?
And you put him in a
casket.
And in the old days?
A coffin, they call it nowadays.
And then you bury him where?
Graveyard.
Other
than they used to say, mostly now it's a cemetery, as you saw and so.
It used to be graveyard.
It used to be graveyard.
And what's smaller than a river?
Creek.
A creek, and smaller than a creek?
Branch.
A branch.
Yeah,
nice.
That's where they call it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And down at the seacoast, that flat, grassy country where you can see for miles, what do you call that?
Ocean? Or you call it the bay?
Well, the grassy country itself.
They call that the marsh.